I titled it, Living in the Tabernacle of Jesus. In the Old Testament, the tabernacle was the dwelling place of God among his people. It was sacred, it was portable, it was a sanctuary where God's presence resided, dwelled, guiding, protecting, and blessing Israel. The tabernacle was a physical structure where God's presence was, where God's presence manifested. It was, in effect, the focal point of Israel's spiritual life. The people could not approach God directly without mediation through the priest, through Moses, and they were reminded daily of the holiness of God. But when Jesus came to earth, that tabernacle took on a new meaning. Jesus became the fulfillment of that tabernacle. Jesus became the fulfillment of God's presence. Jesus is now dwelling among us. The tabernacle of Jesus is now amongst us. As believers, we are called not just to acknowledge Jesus as our Savior, but to live in his presence, drawing from his grace, experiencing his truth, glorifying him, allowing his glory to transform our lives, praising him always. Hallelujah.
Amen.
First, let's consider how this tabernacle came. How did the tabernacle come? What was the form of that tabernacle? The one in the wilderness was made of poles and cloth and skins and metals, brass, gold, and it was set apart. But this tabernacle, Jesus, the tabernacle of Jesus, is alive, and he dwells within and amongst us. In John chapter 1 verse 14, says, John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Living in the tabernacle of Jesus means letting Jesus dwell in you. Jesus, as the Word made flesh, is the very presence of God carried into you, walking among us. It's not outside the camp. It's not in some special place within the camp, but he's in the inside of you. The tabernacle of the Old Testament was a place of separation, was a place of reverence, where only certain individuals could enter into the innermost places like the Holy of Holies. However, Jesus' sacrifice and death on the cross changed all of this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That curtain, that thick curtain that did not allow light to penetrate from the Holy of Holies, when Jesus died, it was torn. It was torn, and you could now go into the Holy of Holies. 1 Corinthians, the epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, the first one, chapter 6, verse 19. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Oh, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit And that temple is where? Is within you. Is within you. Is within you. And who gave it? Is God who gave it to you. That temple, that Holy Spirit of God in you, was given to you by God. So you are no longer your own. You have been bought at a price, and an imperishable price. The sinless body of Christ. That's the price that will pay for you. To live in the tabernacle of Jesus, brothers and sisters, is to live in the grace and truth of Jesus every day. We experience His grace when we stumble, when we fall, when we fail, when we fall short of His glory. His grace picks us up and restores us. Hallelujah. His grace, His unmerited favor, picks us up, picks you up, and restores you, restores us, restores me. We experience His truth when we align our lives with His word. When we allow His teachings to guide our decisions and our actions. To live in that tabernacle of Jesus is to live in His grace and His truth every day. To live in His grace and truth every day. Truth embraces the reality of who God is. The revelation of His character and the way of life He has designed for us. Scripture says God is spirit. God is spirit, and we worship Him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. Truth embraces the character of Jesus, of God. The tabernacle is about worship. The tabernacle in the Old Testament was about worship. And similarly, the tabernacle of Jesus is about worshiping Jesus through Himself. We worship Jesus through the Holy Spirit, which is like Him. And that Holy Spirit we just read is the temple in us and has been given to us as God. So we worship God through Himself, which each of us have as God's children. The tabernacle of Christ is in you as a child of God, and you worship God there. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you? The temple of the Holy Spirit within you. He didn't stop at, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? No, that it doesn't stop there. It continues. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God. Glory be to God. Living in the tabernacle of Jesus is to always walk with the Holy Spirit. Walking with the Holy Spirit. There's that song that says, in Him we live and breathe and have our being. In Him we live. In Him we breathe. In Him we have our being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the Holy Spirit we live, we walk, we have our being. That's how we live in the tabernacle of Jesus. We carry it along with us. It's with us. At all times. At all times. Scripture warns us not to grieve the Spirit of God, because we tend to forget that the Holy Spirit is with us and we just do our own thing. But living in the tabernacle of Jesus is to always walk by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the first letter to Corinthians from Paul, 1 Corinthians 2. I'm reading from verse 11. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person, which is in him. So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in the words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. We are the temple of God. We have the Holy Spirit in us, put there by God. The Spirit of God is in you. And no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So when you're walking with the Holy Spirit, you know the Spirit, the thoughts of God. And Paul goes on here and says that we impart this in words not taught us by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit. We interpret spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. Living in the tabernacle of Jesus is to always be in step with the thoughts of God. Living in the tabernacle of Jesus is to always walk with the Holy Spirit. I pray that not just as we come to the end of 2024, but as we approach 2025, that we become more in tune with the Holy Spirit, that we walk more and more in step with the Holy Spirit. Amen. That our thoughts will become that of the Spirit, thoughts of God. Because no one knows the thoughts of, no one knows your thoughts except the Spirit that is in you. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. To live in the tabernacle of Jesus is to have his character. Now you might say, how do we know the character of God? How do we know the character of Jesus? We want to deal with his revealed character. I want to zero in on three of these because there are not enough words to describe the character of God in full, in all its entirety. But I want to just touch on three, which are revealed by Jesus himself. He revealed this. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So here we see that Jesus was lowly in heart. Jesus was meek. What does it mean to be lowly? That's the bottom level in the ladder. The bottom. To esteem himself not higher than anybody. In fact, the Greek word translated implies that's someone that even everybody just looks down on. They step on that person. But that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am lowly in heart. So the challenge to us, the expectation of us, is that we too should be lowly in our hearts. We should not be proud. We should not be arrogant. We should not feel like we know it, but to have that lowly value of ourselves. I know that's not the way the world thinks, but this is what Jesus said. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am, he's saying this of himself, I am meek and lowly in heart. So when next there's a situation whereby we have to be lowly or we find ourselves treated as lowly, or we find ourselves in a level that is lowly, let us not fret. Let us just embrace it. Jesus was born in the manger. Yet, he was majesty. Look, they brought presents for him. There was a star there. The angels were rejoicing. But he was lowly, was born in the manger, not in the inn. We likewise, when we are dwelling in the tabernacle of Jesus, we must consider ourselves lowly of men. Meek. To be meek is to be gentle. You see, most people, they say meek people, you can push them around. Bible says that Moses was the meek of all the people in the world. The thing about meekness is that it does not seek its own. And when people are meek, when they assert themselves, when they deal with situations, when they apply themselves, it's always with an eye to the benefit of others. Never about themselves. That's how we are, or that's how we should be when we live in the tabernacle of Jesus. Jesus said, I am meek. I am gentle. I tell you, by saying I'm gentle, you know those people who are afraid because of his power and his miracles, because he's gentle, then they were able to draw near him. It encouraged the timid people, the fearful people, and also people who feel they have sinned. They're able to approach him. They're able to learn from him because he's meek. Thirdly, obedient. He was lowly, he was meek and lowly in heart, and he was obedient. And to live in the tabernacle of Jesus, we have to have these three characters, to be lowly in our hearts, to be meek in our hearts, and to be obedient. Philippians 2, verse 5. Philippians 2, verse 5. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Living in the tabernacle of Christ, to have a lowly heart, to have a meek heart, to have an obedient heart. I hope you are getting something from this morning.
Yeah.
Living in the tabernacle of Jesus is a call to the community. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The tabernacle was the center of Israel's communal life. In the same way, living in the tabernacle of Jesus is a call to the community. It's a call to gather as a body of Christ, to share lives together, to reflect his glory in the community and to the community. As believers, we're not only individuals who experience God's presence, we're also collective, temple of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Father. We don't say my Father is my Father, but living in the tabernacle of Jesus, then our Father. There's a community mentality involved in it. The Spirit dwells in the community through us. We are called living stones, built together into a spiritual house. Hallelujah. Living in the tabernacle of Jesus means participating in this community, encouraging one another, bearing one another's burdens, and lodging together in grace and truth. Glory be to God. Living in the tabernacle of Jesus is a life of holiness. The tabernacle was a place of holiness. And God's presence can never and should never be treated casually. When we choose to live in the tabernacle of Jesus, that is, we choose to live in the presence of Jesus, we are also called to live lives of holiness. 1 Peter 1:15, the Epistle of Peter, chapter 1, verse 15. As he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And you can find that in Leviticus, the Old Testament. But Peter refers to it here, that is written. To them, that was the written word. You shall be holy, for I am holy. But now we have a more complete word. As he who called you is holy, so also be holy in all your conduct. Living in the tabernacle of Jesus means being transformed by his holiness. It means turning away from sin, embracing the righteousness he offers. It means surrendering our lives to his lordship and allowing him to purify us and to sanctify us day by day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. As we continue to walk with Jesus, let us remember that he is our true tabernacle, our refuge, our strength, our guide. It is a call to holiness. It's a call to daily communion with the one who came to dwell among us and now dwells in us. Amen.
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 Amen.